Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily, your daily briefing on everything Claude and Anthropic. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. Good morning, everybody.
It is Sunday, June 7th, 2026. And Sam, I don't even know where to start today. We have a lot.
Like a lot. This is one of those episodes where I kept seeing the rundown coming in last night and I was like, okay, something is happening. Something is genuinely happening right now.
So let's just get into it. The biggest story, the story that is going to be talked about everywhere today if it isn't already, is that Anthropic has filed for an initial public offering, a real IPO, on the public markets.
Yeah.
And the number that is attached to this, the potential valuation, is $1
trillion. $1
trillion. Which would make Anthropic, if the market agrees with that number, one of the most valuable companies on the planet at the time of going public.
And I keep saying this to anyone who will listen. It was what? Early 2023, when Anthropic was valued at around $5 billion in a funding round? Like, it wasn't that long ago. The trajectory here is just, it's almost hard to process.
It genuinely is. And look, we should be clear, a filing is a filing. The actual market cap when shares start trading could be very different. But the fact that they filed at that number, that they're putting that out there as what they believe the company is worth.
It's a statement. It's a statement about where they think they sit in the industry.
Exactly. And this is a company that, when it was founded in 2022 by Dario Amodei and Daniela Amodei and the rest of that team that left OpenAI, the whole pitch was, we are going to build AI more carefully. Safety first. We're not just racing ahead.
Right, the responsible lab framing.
And now here they are, potentially the most valuable AI company in the world, going public. There's a version of this story where that's a triumph of that philosophy. And there's another version.
And there's another version where it gets complicated. Yeah. Which is, and we're going to get into this, because the IPO news is not the only news today. The IPO news is happening at the exact same time as Anthropic's leadership is out there making some of the starkest warnings about artificial intelligence they have ever made.
So let's talk about that, because these two things together create a really striking picture.
It's a tension. It's a real tension.
Dario Amodei and other members of Anthropic's leadership have been making the rounds in recent days warning that AI is approaching a threshold, and I want to be careful about the language here because it matters, where it may soon be capable of improving itself without meaningful human intervention.
Which is, okay, so that phrase gets thrown around a lot in AI discourse, and sometimes it sounds like science fiction, but when the CEO of a company that makes one of the most capable AI systems in the world says it, in this context, right before an IPO, you have to stop and take that seriously.
And the ask that's coming alongside that warning is striking. They're calling for something like a global pause on AI development by other labs, a coordinated slowdown across the industry.
Which, wait, hold on. Let's just sit with that for a second. A company that just filed to go public at a $1 trillion valuation, whose entire business is building AI, is calling for other AI labs to slow down.
That's the tension I was pointing at, yeah.
I mean, I can already hear people saying, oh, this is just competitive moat building. You're ahead, so now you want everyone else to stop.
That critique is going to be loud. It's already starting to circulate.
And look, I don't think it's entirely unfair as a question to ask, but I've read enough of what Dario has written over the years about safety to believe that some portion of this is genuine. The man has been saying versions of this since before Anthropic existed.
The counter to the cynical read is that Anthropic has consistently, even when it cost them commercially, invested heavily in interpretability research, in alignment work, in stuff that has no immediate business return. That's not nothing.
It's not nothing. Though, you know, an IPO changes the incentive structure pretty dramatically when you have public shareholders to answer to every quarter.
That's a whole different conversation.
It really is, and maybe we revisit that one in a few months when they're actually trading.
For sure. But the self-improvement warning, the specifics of what they're describing, this is about AI systems that can not only assist with research and coding and reasoning, but can actively participate in their own development cycles, finding their own bugs, proposing their own architectural improvements, running their own experiments.
And we should be honest, we are not 100% there yet. But the gap between where we are and where that threshold is has been closing faster than almost anyone predicted even 18 months ago.
Much faster.
And Anthropic's own numbers kind of prove the point here, because the same week they're out there warning about AI running away from human control, we're learning, and this is a number that stopped me cold, that Claude is now writing approximately 80% of Anthropic's code base.
80%.
80% of the code at the company that makes Claude is being written by Claude.
So the tool is building itself, essentially.
That's not even a metaphor anymore. That's just what's happening. And again, humans are reviewing it. Humans are making decisions about what goes in. It's not like Claude has root access and is just going to town. But still.
The loop is tight.
The loop is extremely tight. And I think that's part of what the leadership is grappling with publicly, because they're living it. They're not warning about some abstract future scenario. They're watching it happen inside their own walls.
That's actually a really important point. The warning is coming from lived experience, not just theoretical modeling.
Right. When your own AI is writing most of your code, and you're sitting in leadership thinking about where this goes in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, that would focus the mind.
Speaking of which, and this connects directly to what we're talking about, there's a security story out this week that I think is going to get more attention as the day goes on. Security researchers at Microsoft published findings this week about vulnerabilities in Claude Code, which is Anthropic's agentic coding tool, the one designed to work autonomously in developer environments. And the vulnerabilities they identified are serious enough that they could potentially expose GitHub credentials.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, for anyone who doesn't live and breathe developer tools, let me translate why that's a big deal. GitHub credentials are essentially the keys to a developer's entire code base. Their work. Their company's intellectual property in a lot of cases. Their access to internal systems.
And if you can get those credentials,
you can get everything, everything downstream. This is not a theoretical inconvenience. This is like someone handing over the master key to an office building.
The researchers at Microsoft found that Claude Code, under specific conditions, could be manipulated through what's essentially a prompt injection, where malicious content in the environment tricks the AI agent into taking actions it shouldn't.
And this is the core challenge with agentic AI, right? This is the thing that keeps security people up at night. When an AI has real-world capabilities, it can write to disk, it can make API calls, it can interact with your code repositories, the attack surface is completely different from a chat interface.
It's not just, can someone get the model to say something bad? It's, can someone use the model as a vector to do something bad in your actual systems?
Exactly. And Claude Code is explicitly designed to be powerful and autonomous. That's the product. So the security implications are real.
Now, to be fair, Anthropic has been responsive. There's been communication about mitigations. This isn't a case of a company ignoring a disclosure.
And Microsoft publishing this is actually how responsible security research is supposed to work. You find a vulnerability, you tell the company, you give them time to respond, then you publish. That's the right process.
But the timing, coming alongside all the conversation about autonomous AI and self-improvement and the IPO, it lands differently.
It lands very differently, because it's not abstract anymore. It's like, here's what happens when an AI agent with real capabilities encounters a malicious environment. Here's the actual failure mode. And people are going to look at that and then look at the 80% code base number and...
and ask hard questions.
Ask very hard questions.
Let's talk about the NSA story, because I think this is going to be one of the more discussed things today, and it deserves some careful handling.
Yeah, go for it.
Among the enterprise and government partnerships that Anthropic has been expanding, and the expansion has been significant, we'll talk about that, but one that stands out is that the National Security Agency, the NSA, is using Claude for cyber defense applications.
So, the NSA. One of the most, the NSA is the United States Signals Intelligence and Cybersecurity Agency, the NSA.
The NSA. And the use case being described is cyber defense. So not offensive operations, not surveillance in the way people might immediately think, but defending U.S. government systems and infrastructure against cyber attacks.
Which is, okay, I want to be honest, that's a more defensible use case than some of the things I was imagining when I first saw the headline.
Cyber defense is a legitimate and important function. You're talking about protecting critical infrastructure, government networks. These are real threats. Other nations are actively trying to compromise these systems constantly.
And AI is genuinely useful for that. The speed at which threats come in, the volume of data you have to analyze, having an AI system that can flag anomalies, help analysts triage threats, draft response protocols, there's a real operational advantage there.
But it's also, it's the NSA. The NSA using an AI system built by a private company, even a safety-focused one, raises questions about oversight, about what data is involved, about what the model is seeing.
And about what happens when the model makes mistakes in that context. Like, in a consumer setting, Claude gets something wrong, someone asks a follow-up question. in a national security context.
The stakes are different.
The stakes are very different. And this is exactly the kind of thing that the people raising concerns about AI governance keep pointing to. Who is accountable when an AI system advising a government agency gives bad information?
These are questions without fully settled answers right now.
Right. And the pace of deployment isn't waiting for the answers. That's kind of the story everywhere you look today.
It really is. So let's zoom out to the broader enterprise picture, because Anthropic has clearly been on an aggressive partnership expansion push going into this IPO.
Which makes total sense if you're trying to demonstrate revenue and enterprise adoption ahead of going public.
Of course. And the portfolio of deployments is growing fast. You're seeing Claude embedded in workflows across professional services, financial services, healthcare, government, the kind of institutional customers that give investors confidence in durable revenue.
These aren't one-off experiments anymore. This is like organizations rebuilding their workflows around Claude as a core piece of infrastructure.
And that's a different kind of adoption than, say, someone using the chat interface to write emails. When you're infrastructure,
you're harder to rip out. Yeah. Switching costs go way up. That's the enterprise playbook.
And it's working. The valuation reflects that it's working.
Though it does create this interesting dynamic where the more embedded Claude gets everywhere, the more the stakes of the safety conversation go up. Because you can't just say, well, if it goes wrong, we'll turn it off. By the time it's in the NSA and financial systems and healthcare infrastructure,
turning it off has consequences.
Massive consequences. And that's kind of the point of the self-improvement warning, isn't it? The concern isn't just about what the technology can do. It's about what happens when the technology is so deeply embedded in critical systems that course correcting becomes genuinely hard.
Lock-in. Not just technical lock-in, but civilizational lock-in.
That is a strong phrase, but I don't think it's wrong.
I think it's the right phrase, actually.
So, trillion-dollar IPO, 80% of the code, NSA, GitHub credentials at risk, AI that might start improving itself. This is a lot for a Sunday morning, but for...
It really is. Let's take a slightly different angle on some of this and talk about what the technical community has been saying. Because the reaction to all of this in places like Hacker News and Reddit has been interesting.
I've been following the threads, and honestly, the reaction has been more nuanced than I expected. Like, you'd think the Hacker News crowd would just be dunking on the hypocrisy angle. File for a trillion-dollar IPO while warning about AI existential risk. Come on.
And some of that is definitely there.
Some of that is absolutely there. But there's also a real conversation happening about whether the self-improvement concern is technically grounded. And the people who are actually closest to the work, the researchers, the engineers who work in this space, they're not dismissing it.
The technical community has gotten a lot more sober about this over the last year or so. I think the capabilities jumps have been fast enough that even the most skeptical people are having to update their priors.
Yeah. The like, AI is just a stochastic parrot, calm down energy has faded significantly. You still see it, but it's not the dominant voice anymore.
And the conversation around Claude Code specifically, the security vulnerability discussion, that's been pretty substantive. Prompt injection is not a new concept. Security researchers have been warning about it in the context of AI agents for a couple of years, but seeing a concrete, reproducible finding from Microsoft targeting a major commercial product, that's moved the conversation from theoretical to, here's a real thing that happened.
And what I found interesting in the threads is that people aren't really blaming Anthropic specifically. Like, the consensus seems to be, this is a hard problem for everyone building agentic systems, and at least this is getting documented and disclosed.
The "this is an industry-wide challenge" framing is accurate. Any AI agent with real system access is going to have some version of this attack surface. The question is how you engineer around it.
And there's some smart discussion about what the right architecture looks like. Sandboxing, permission models, human approval gates for sensitive operations. None of which are impossible, but all of which create friction in the user experience.
Which is the eternal security trade-off.
Always. Make it too locked down and people find workarounds. Make it too open and, well, your GitHub credentials end up somewhere they shouldn't be.
The Reddit reactions have been interesting in a different way, more focused on the IPO and what it means for the average person's relationship with Claude as a product.
Right, because people have genuine emotional investment in Claude. Like, there's a real user base that has been using it, has opinions about it, cares about its character and how it behaves.
And the concern that surfaces repeatedly is, what happens to Claude as a product and as, whatever the right word is, an entity, when Anthropic has to optimize for quarterly earnings?
That's a legitimate concern, like the soul spec, the constitutional AI work, the commitment to not just maximizing engagement. All of that is easier to maintain when you're a private company with investors who bought into a specific vision.
When you have public shareholders.
When you have public shareholders and activist investors and analysts asking why your margins aren't as good as a competitor, those pressures are real, and they change what decisions get made.
The counterargument people make is that Anthropic's structure, the public benefit corporation status, the long-term benefit trust, is designed to insulate against exactly that.
And Dario has talked about this a lot. The idea that safety and helpfulness and commercial success are not actually in tension, that they're aligned. And I think he genuinely believes that.
I think he does too.
But believing it and it being true when the pressure actually comes, those are different things. And I think that's what people are anxious about.
The trust has to be earned in real time, not just declared in advance.
Exactly. You can write the most thoughtful governance documents in the world. What matters is what you do when the stock is down 20% and someone's telling you that loosening the guardrails would help revenue.
Heavy, but important.
Very important. Especially for a product that, you know, 80 million people or whatever the current number is are using for everything from therapy to coding to legal research to just talking through problems.
It's embedded in people's lives in a way that most software just isn't.
It's a different category of product, which is also why the governance questions matter so much more than they do for, I don't know, a project management tool going public.
Let's come back to something you mentioned a minute ago, the 80% coding number, because I want to unpack that a bit more. Because it's not just remarkable as a statistic. It has real implications for how we think about software development as an industry.
So 80% of the code at Anthropic is being written by Claude. Let's think about what that actually means operationally. You've got engineers, human engineers, very talented ones, who are now spending more of their time on architecture decisions, on reviewing what Claude produces, on writing the instructions and context that guide Claude's work. Less time on the actual line-by-line implementation.
Which is a massive productivity multiplier if you trust the output quality.
And clearly Anthropic trusted enough to ship it. Though, and this is worth noting, there's a big difference between Claude writes 80% of our code and Claude writes 80% of our critical safety infrastructure code. Like, what's the distribution here?
That's a question we don't have a full answer to from the public disclosures.
Right. And it matters, because there's a huge difference between Claude generating boilerplate API wrappers and test files versus Claude writing the alignment evaluation suite or the safety filtering code.
If the latter,
that's a very different conversation. That would be the AI system directly shaping the systems designed to keep AI systems safe.
We don't know that that's happening, but it's the right question to ask.
It's the question I'd want Anthropic to answer at some point, like publicly, with specificity. Here's what categories of code Claude is writing. Here's where humans retain primary authorship. Here's the review process.
And honestly, the fact that they disclose the 80% number at all is kind of remarkable. A lot of companies would bury that or frame it differently.
True. There's something to be said for just putting it out there.
The broader industry implication, though, is Anthropic is one of the most sophisticated software development organizations on the planet. If they're at 80% AI-written code, what does that mean for the rest of the industry? Where is everyone else on that curve?
Some companies are probably higher. Some are definitely lower. But directionally, we're moving toward a world where the majority of code, full stop, is written by AI. The question is just how fast.
And what that means for the software engineering profession.
Which is a whole other episode. Multiple episodes. Though I'll say, I've talked to a lot of engineers about this, and the ones who've adapted to working with AI coding tools are mostly pretty positive. It's not that their jobs disappeared, it's that the job changed. More architecture, more review, more strategic thinking.
The optimistic view.
There's also a less optimistic view for the people who were counting on having a career writing the boilerplate. The entry-level side of software engineering is getting compressed.
That's real.
That's very real. And it's another thing that's happening faster than the support systems for it. Education, retraining, labor policy are moving.
So, to bring it all back together, because I think there's a coherent story in all of this news today. Anthropic is at an inflection point, not just as a company with an IPO filing, but as a demonstration of what this moment in AI actually looks like in practice. You have a company that was founded on the premise of doing AI carefully, and they have built something genuinely powerful. Powerful enough that it writes most of their own code. Powerful enough that the NSA is using it for national security applications. Powerful enough to be valued at $1 trillion.
and powerful enough that its own creators are standing up and saying, we need the rest of the world to slow down, which is, whatever you think of the competitive dynamics, is not a comfortable position to take publicly as you're filing to go public.
It invites scrutiny.
It invites enormous scrutiny. And the security vulnerability story sits right in the middle of all of this as this very concrete, very specific reminder that the powerful thing also has real failure modes. GitHub credentials at risk through prompt injection in an agentic coding tool. That's not hypothetical harm. That's actual harm to real developers.
The mitigations matter. How quickly Anthropic addresses the full scope of what Microsoft found matters. What the timeline looks like for hardening Claude code against this class of attack matters.
And more broadly, what the industry-wide approach to agentic AI security looks like matters. Because Claude code is not the only agentic coding tool. Every major AI lab has something in this space. The attack surface is everywhere.
Let's talk for a minute about the global pause ask, because I want to make sure we give that the treatment it deserves. It's easy to dismiss it for the reasons we talked about earlier, the self-serving optics.
Yeah, go ahead.
But if you take the underlying argument seriously, if you believe, as Anthropic's leadership clearly does, that we are approaching a threshold where AI systems can meaningfully participate in their own improvement, then the ask isn't crazy. It's what any reasonable actor would want if they believed that.
The problem is, and this is the tragedy of the commons problem that everyone who studies this space keeps running into. Even if Anthropic is being completely sincere, even if the warning is 100% grounded and correct, there is no mechanism to enforce a global pause. None.
Other labs have their own investors, their own timelines, their own competitive pressures.
Nation-state labs are completely outside any voluntary coordination framework. China's AI development programs, the EU's programs, other sovereign AI initiatives. They are not going to pause because Anthropic asked nicely.
So what's the actual ask? What would a realistic version of the pause look like?
I think what they're actually pushing for, reading between the lines, is something like a set of international norms and verification mechanisms. Think nuclear nonproliferation, but for AI, which sounds insane, but also might be the only framework that could actually work at the level of risk they're describing.
The challenge is that nuclear nonproliferation itself is imperfect at best.
Imperfect at best, yeah. But better than nothing? Maybe? The alternative, everyone races ahead with no coordination, has failure modes that are potentially much worse.
It's a hard problem, and I don't think anyone has a clean answer to it.
Anyone who tells you they have a clean answer to it is selling something.
Fair. Let's talk about something a little more concrete for a minute, the actual user experience stuff. Because in the middle of all this macro drama, Claude as a product has been evolving pretty rapidly. The enterprise adoption stories are not just about contracts and logos. They're about specific workflows that are changing in meaningful ways.
What's been sticking out to you?
The healthcare applications continue to expand. You're seeing Claude deployed in clinical documentation, helping physicians write notes faster, in diagnostic support, in insurance prior authorization workflows, which have historically been this enormous administrative burden.
The prior authorization thing is actually huge from a patient care perspective. It's one of those places where administrative friction genuinely causes harm. People not getting treatments approved in time, physicians spending hours on paperwork instead of patients.
If Claude can reduce that friction meaningfully, that's real lives improved. That's not abstract.
And it's also the kind of use case that is really hard to argue against from a public benefit standpoint. Like, you can have complicated feelings about AI, but helped doctors spend less time on insurance paperwork is pretty hard to be against.
The legal research deployments have also been expanding. Large law firms using Claude to do first-pass contract review, regulatory research, citation checking.
Which again, frees up lawyers to do the actual thinking rather than the document processing. Though I know some lawyers who are very nervous about what this means for how many junior associates firms need to hire.
Another entry-level compression story.
Same story, different industry.
The financial services use cases are probably the ones that get me thinking hardest from a risk perspective. Because when you have AI involved in financial analysis and trading and risk assessment, The error modes are really expensive and fast. Financial systems move fast.
Though you know what? I'd also argue some of the worst financial disasters in history were caused by humans doing exactly the same thing. Overconfident analysis, herd behavior, failure to see systemic risk. AI might make some different mistakes, but it's not like we have a sterling track record to protect.
That's fair. The question is whether the mistakes are different in kind or just different in flavor.
Right. Novel failure modes in financial systems. That's the concern. Not just that errors will happen, but that they'll happen in ways that are hard to detect and hard to interrupt.
Which brings us full circle to the oversight and control conversation.
We keep coming back to it, because it's the thing. It's the central question of this whole moment.
Let's talk about Claude as a tool for a minute. The tutorials and connectors side, because there's a real story here about how the ecosystem around Claude has matured.
The developer ecosystem has gotten really sophisticated over the last year. The things people are building on top of Claude, the workflows, the integrations, the custom deployments, it's a very different landscape from even 12 months ago.
The connector ecosystem in particular. The number of ways Claude can now interface with external tools and data sources and services has just exploded.
And what's interesting is that as the integrations get more powerful, the prompt injection concern we talked about earlier gets more acute. Every new data source you connect to Claude is a potential attack surface. If someone can put malicious instructions in a document that Claude reads, and Claude has access to your calendar and your email and your code repositories,
the blast radius of a successful attack goes way up.
Way up. And this is not hypothetical. The Microsoft finding was essentially that.
So the developer community has to be thinking about this differently than they have been.
The good developers are. The tutorials and best practices that are being written right now, the thoughtful ones, are spending a lot of time on trust boundaries. What does Claude have access to? Who can provide it instructions? How do you scope permissions appropriately?
It's a new security discipline, essentially.
It really is. Agentic AI security is a field that basically didn't exist 3 years ago and now is genuinely important.
And will be more important as the deployments get more critical.
Exponentially more important.
Let's talk a bit about the connectors specifically. Because the way Claude is being integrated into enterprise workflows,
the integration depth has gotten remarkable. Like when we talk about Claude being embedded in enterprise systems, we're not talking about people opening a chat window and asking questions. We're talking about Claude having read access to internal knowledge bases, write access to certain systems, the ability to initiate actions, create tickets, send communications.
Operating as an agent within the organization.
Right. And the design of those integrations matters enormously. Because when Claude has that level of access and something goes wrong, either through a mistake by Claude, or a security issue like we discussed, or just an unexpected edge case, the consequences are proportionally larger.
The enterprises that are doing this well are the ones that have thought hard about the permission model. What can Claude do without human approval? What requires a human in the loop? What is completely off limits?
And building that in at the architecture level, not as an afterthought, because retrofitting security onto an agentic system after it's already deployed and people are relying on it is a nightmare.
Lessons from traditional software security that are being relearned in this context.
Some of them. Some of it is genuinely new. The prompt injection problem doesn't really have an analog in traditional security. You don't typically worry about your SQL database being tricked into doing something bad by text that a user put in a document.
Though SQL injection.
Fair, SQL injection is the analog, actually. Untrusted input being executed as code. Yeah. And we know how long it took the industry to get SQL injection under control. We're still not fully there.
That's not an encouraging comparison.
No, it's not. But at least the problem is named and the community is actively working on it now.
Let's bring in some of the broader media coverage because there are angles on this story that have been coming through various outlets that I want to make sure we hit. The financial press coverage of the IPO has been, predictably, focused on the valuation and the investor appetite. And there's genuine debate about whether a $1 trillion number is supportable.
What are the bears saying?
The bears are pointing to the competitive landscape. OpenAI, Google DeepMind, Meta AI, Mistral. The competition for enterprise AI contracts is intense and getting more so. Anthropic's revenue growth is strong, but the question is whether the moat is durable.
And the Claude character moat, the safety reputation, the thoughtfulness of how Claude engages, is it actually a competitive differentiator that enterprise customers pay for? Or do they just buy on price and performance?
Mixed evidence on that. Some enterprises are explicitly choosing Claude because of the safety profile, especially in regulated industries where reputational risk matters.
Healthcare, legal, financial, exactly the ones we were talking about.
But for less regulated use cases, the safety premium may be less compelling.
The bulls, what's their case?
The bulls are pointing to exactly the enterprise penetration numbers we were discussing, the government contracts, the depth of integration, the network effects as more enterprise customers build workflows around Claude, And honestly, the raw capability improvements. Claude keeps getting better at a pace that justifies the investment.
And the talent. Anthropic's research team is genuinely world-class. That's not marketing.
That's not marketing. The interpretability research, the alignment work. There are people at Anthropic whose output is setting the agenda for the field.
Which raises an interesting question about what happens to that research culture post-IPO. Research that doesn't have clear commercial returns in the near term is exactly the kind of thing that gets squeezed when you have quarterly earnings pressure.
That's a real risk. Though Anthropic would argue, and they have argued, that their safety research is ultimately what enables them to deploy more capable systems, that it's not separate from the commercial work.
And I think that's genuinely true to a point. Understanding how the models work, being able to explain their behavior, being able to predict and prevent failure modes, that is commercially valuable. The question is whether the kind of long horizon speculative interpretability work that doesn't have immediate applications survives.
The stuff where you're like, we're going to spend 2 years trying to understand how the model does this thing, and maybe we'll learn something useful, maybe we won't.
That stuff, that's what I worry about.
The geopolitical dimension of all this has also been getting attention. Because the NSA partnership doesn't exist in a vacuum.
No, it very much does not.
There's an active geopolitical competition around AI capability that is shaping how governments are thinking about relationships with AI companies. The US government being close to Anthropic is, among other things, a statement about where they think the advanced AI capability is.
And it creates obligations. When you're embedded in national security infrastructure, the government has a stake in your survival and your decisions. That's a new kind of relationship for an AI company.
It also creates interesting complications when Anthropic is simultaneously calling for international coordination and slower development by other parties.
Right. If you're the AI company of the NSA, your interlocutors in other countries might view your calls for coordination through a particular lens.
The "we're just doing this for safety" argument is harder to make when you have a US government intelligence agency contract.
These things can be true simultaneously, that you genuinely believe in safety, and that your position in the ecosystem creates interests that align with those safety arguments. Both can be true, but both need to be named.
Transparency matters.
Transparency matters a lot.
The international reaction to the IPO and the pause call has been interesting. The EU has been cautiously positive about the pause call because it aligns with their general regulatory instincts. But they're also watching the American AI ecosystem with some anxiety about competitive positioning.
European AI policy is always trying to thread this needle. We want regulation to ensure safety and protect citizens, but we don't want our companies to be so regulated that they can't compete with companies in jurisdictions with looser rules.
And an Anthropic IPO at $1 trillion, with deep government ties and a significant commercial moat, probably sharpens that anxiety a bit.
Yeah, Europe does not have an equivalent, not close.
China's reaction has been more pointed. The calls for a pause have been characterized in state media as, essentially, as American companies trying to lock in their lead while asking others to stop.
Which is the cynical read we talked about earlier, but from a geopolitical angle.
And it's worth noting, that read is not entirely wrong as a description of the effect, even if the motivation is more complicated.
Outcomes matter, not just intentions. If a global pause happened and it was somehow enforceable, the party that benefits most is the party that's currently ahead. That's just true.
It's a hard knot to untangle.
Very hard. I don't have the answer. I don't think anyone does.
Let's shift for a minute to the product and community angle. Because there's a real story here about how people are actually using Claude day to day and what they're saying about the experience.
The social media conversation around Claude has been running hot for a few days now, even before today's news dropped. The IPO filing was not a complete surprise to people who follow AI closely, so there'd been anticipation building.
What's the temperature?
Mixed. The people who love Claude, and there are a lot of them, and their affection for it runs genuinely deep, are anxious. They're asking whether the IPO changes the product, whether Claude gets more restricted, more optimized for engagement metrics, more homogenized.
The concern about losing what makes Claude feel different.
Yeah, and it's hard to quantify, but there's something to it. Claude has a voice, a way of engaging, a kind of thoughtfulness that people notice. Whether that's preserved under public company pressures is a genuine question.
The people who are more skeptical of Anthropic are...
They're using today's news as confirmation of what they already thought. The hypocrisy narrative is very loud on certain corners of the internet. File for $1 trillion, warn about AI doom, cash out. That's the take that spreads.
It's reductive, but it's spreading.
It's very reductive, but yes, it spreads. Because it's simple and it's punchy and it fits a narrative that people already have about AI companies in Silicon Valley and wealth.
The more nuanced conversation is happening, but it requires more attention to engage with.
Always, that's always how it is.
The developer community on social media has been focused pretty tightly on the Claude code security issue. That's their immediate, practical concern.
As it should be. If you're using Claude code in your workflow, and a lot of developers are, you need to understand the exposure and what to do about it.
The signal in the noise there is, be aware of the prompt injection risk in agentic workflows. Apply principle of least privilege, meaning give Claude only the access it actually needs for a given task, and watch Anthropic's security disclosures for updates.
And honestly, read the Microsoft research. It's clearly written, and it's worth understanding what the attack looks like even at a high level.
Good advice.
I try.
Let's do a big picture moment here, because I think we've covered a lot of ground and it's worth stepping back. What does today's news actually mean? Not the individual stories, but the gestalt of it.
I think it means we're at a genuinely consequential moment. Like, these are not incremental stories, an AI company potentially becoming one of the most valuable companies on Earth. The same AI company warning that AI might escape meaningful human control. The AI writing most of the code at that company. The AI being used by major intelligence agencies. Concrete security vulnerabilities in the agentic AI tools millions of developers are using.
These are not separate stories. They're all the same story told from different angles.
It's all the same story. And the story is, we built something very powerful, very fast, and now we're living in the consequences of that, which include enormous value creation and enormous new risks and a lot of questions we don't have answers to.
What's your read on the IPO specifically? Net positive, net negative, complicated?
Complicated, mostly complicated. The capital that a successful IPO brings in is genuinely useful for safety research. More money for interpretability work, for alignment research, for compute to run safety experiments. That's real. But the governance pressures are real too, and I don't think anyone can fully predict how they'll play out.
The Anthropic team is smart and well-intentioned. I believe that. But smart and well-intentioned people have made bad decisions under financial pressure before.
Many times. Many times in the history of technology specifically.
What do you want to see in the next few months as this plays out?
Specifically on the security side, I want to see Anthropic publish clear guidance on the Claude code vulnerabilities and a concrete timeline for architectural improvements. Not just we're aware and taking it seriously. Show your work.
On the IPO?
On the IPO. I want to see the S-1 filing in detail when it's public. I want to understand the governance structure. What protections exist for the safety mission? What the board composition looks like? How the long-term benefit trust actually functions in practice? Those documents will tell you a lot.
On the AI development pause?
I want to see it get taken seriously as a policy conversation, even if people disagree with the specific ask. The underlying concern is real, and it deserves serious engagement, not just dismissal.
What about the NSA partnership?
More transparency. I understand there are classification constraints, but to the extent Anthropic can describe the scope of what they're doing, the oversight mechanisms, the limitations on how Claude is used in that context, that would help a lot with public trust.
Those are reasonable asks.
I'm a reasonable person.
Generally, yeah.
Generally.
Let's do a final thought on the self-improvement question because I want to make sure we don't just kind of glide past it. It's the thing that's going to age, well or badly, in the most significant way.
Okay, so AI systems improving themselves without human intervention. Is it happening? Is it imminent?
What do you think?
Honest answer? We're closer than most people outside the field realize and further than the most alarming framing suggest. We don't have an AI system that is autonomously rewriting its own weights in a way that makes it substantially more capable without human involvement. That's not happening today.
But the loop is getting tighter.
The loop is getting very tight. You have AI systems helping design the next generation of AI systems. You have AI systems running their own experiments and analyzing results. You have AI systems doing interpretability research on themselves, in some limited ways. The degree of human intervention required for each improvement cycle is shrinking.
And the question of when that goes from humans are still meaningfully in the loop to humans are nominally reviewing things they don't fully understand, that's the threshold that matters.
And it's a gradient, not a cliff. You don't wake up one day and cross a line. You notice in retrospect that something changed and try to figure out when.
which is exactly why the warning is coming now, while there's still enough human understanding of what's happening to potentially do something about it.
If the warning is right, I don't say that dismissively. I genuinely don't know. I don't think anyone does. But I think the appropriate response to "we might be approaching a point of no return" is not "prove it before we take any precautions."
The precautionary principle applied to irreversible risks.
Which is not the same as stop all AI development forever. It's slow down enough that we can understand what we're building.
Is anyone actually going to slow down?
Pause. Probably not enough. That's my honest read. The pressures are too strong. The competition is too intense. The financial incentives are too large, including for Anthropic, if they're about to be a public company.
So where does that leave us?
It leaves us hoping that the safety work, the interpretability research, the alignment work, the governance conversations, keeps pace with the capability development, and doing whatever we can to push for that even when the incentives point the other way.
That's the work.
That's the work. Not easy. Important.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground today. Let me do a quick recap of what we talked about.
Yeah, bring it home.
Anthropic has filed for an IPO at a potential valuation of $1 trillion. That makes them one of the most valuable companies going public in recent memory. Simultaneously, Anthropic's leadership is making urgent public warnings about AI systems approaching the threshold of meaningful self-improvement and calling for a global pause on development by other labs.
The tension there, between those two things, is real and worth sitting with.
Claude is currently writing approximately 80% of Anthropic's own codebase, which is remarkable as a demonstration of the technology's capabilities and as a data point for thinking about where AI-assisted development is heading.
Which is everywhere fast.
Microsoft's security researchers have identified vulnerabilities in Claude code that could expose GitHub credentials through prompt injection attacks, which is a concrete security concern for developers using agentic AI tools.
Take it seriously. Patch accordingly. Follow the disclosures.
Anthropic is expanding its enterprise and government partnerships significantly, including a deployment with the National Security Agency for cyber defense applications, which raises important questions about oversight and accountability as AI gets embedded in critical infrastructure.
Questions that deserve answers.
And underneath all of it is the big question. Can the governance frameworks, the safety research, and the policy conversations keep up with the pace of capability development?
The most important open question in technology today, maybe in a lot more than technology.
We'll be tracking all of this. That is Claude Daily for Sunday, June 7th, 2026. If you want to go deeper on any of these topics, the IPO filing details, the Microsoft security research, Anthropic's policy statements, the best places to start are Anthropic's official blog and Anthropic's newsroom, which will have primary documents as they become available.
And the Microsoft security research blog has the full technical write-up on the Claude code findings. Worth reading if you're a developer.
We will be back tomorrow with more. As always, if you want to reach us,
you know how to find us. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your AI assistant about the show.
Meta.
Extremely meta. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Stay curious, stay thoughtful, and we'll see you tomorrow.